Hi, my name is Alison Sampson. I'm a pastor of a little church in Warrnambool in Australia called Sanctuary. And I'm sheltering in place with three children and a husband and a very grumpy cat. I'm a huge fan of the Bible. I spend my life wrestling with its stories, seeking the word of life and finding ways to share it with others. So join me as I wonder what it might be saying to us this week. When Jesus begins to talk about shepherding, most of us begin to doze off. Maybe it's a deadening effect of 100 Sunday school lessons, or those awful squishy pictures of Jesus and little lambkins. Maybe it's just the sheep. Whatever it is, I want you to wake up, because Jesus isn't really talking about farming, and he's not even talking about himself as a shepherd in tonight's readings. Instead, he's talking about leaders, teachers, preachers, politicians, and kings, and what he has to say is dynamite. But first, let's set the scene. The sheep are in the enclosure. Robbers and thieves leap over the wall to steal and destroy. But the shepherd protects the life of the sheep. The shepherd knows the sheep, and the sheep follow her voice. And the shepherd has authority because she comes to the sheep through the Christ gate. She seeks the welfare of the sheep. So Jesus is saying that leaders are either robbers or shepherds, and they're recognised by the way they relate to the people for whom they have responsibility. Do our leaders treat their people as vast flocks, for the most part neglected and left to their own devices? Do they consign them to barren lands, ignoring their needs for fresh food, clean water and decent health care? Do they swoop down from time to time with great sound and fury to check on the prophets and then take and diminish and destroy? Or do they tear people apart as they seek to satisfy their own terrible hungers? Do they see the people as expendable, exploitable, nothing more than a means to the leader's gratification or own wealth? Do their words, theologies, politics or economics leave the people impoverished, disempowered, anxious, afraid? According to Jesus, leaders like these are thieves and robbers, and they're everywhere. True shepherds are different. True shepherds know their flock and they care for them. They understand and speak the language of their people's deepest hopes and needs. They want to see the people flourish. They seek their well-being, and so they lead the people step by step to the places and spaces where they will thrive. This is because these leaders come to the people through the gate of Jesus Christ. It's a strange metaphor and a strange gate. As humans, we're so obsessed with borders and boundaries, insiders and outsiders, that we usually think of a gate as something to keep people out. But this is not how Jesus describes it. The gate of Jesus is a bridge. It's an opening. It's a point of connection through each and every wall. And as it swings open, it enables the flow of spirit between heaven and earth, guest and host, insider and outsider, friend and enemy, shepherd and flock. Right now, life feels apocalyptic. The world has stopped and people are dying, economies are collapsing, and we are sheltering behind closed doors, and many things are being revealed. For despite how the word has been used and abused, apocalypse does not mean divine punishment. It does not mean that. Apocalypse just means uncovering or revelation. These are apocalyptic times because as COVID-19 rages across the earth, many things are being uncovered. We are discovering deep truths about economics, politics, gender and creation. And you can read some of those truths in an extended version of this on our website. So we are discovering these deep truths, and we are realizing that things are not fine. We have built a world of desperation and exclusion for too many people. A world in which the gap between rich and poor is absolutely obscene. And we have accepted means of production which exploit the poor, pollute the earth, and are leading us straight to climate catastrophe. This moment of uncovering reveals that our life as usual is an utter disaster. And yet it also shows us that different ways of living are possible. Even so, when shutdown is over, the pressure to return to business as usual will be almost overwhelming. So as we shelter in place, in this moment of pause and uncovering, let us consider our leaders. Let us wonder which voices we will follow out of the enclosure. Will we follow those who urge a quick return, those who value short-term economic gain over the long-term health of the vulnerable? Will we walk straight back into ways of life which disempower and diminish and destroy? Will we continue to accept the voices which say that nothing can change? Will we continue to uphold the gross economic injustices of this world? Will we go back to long hours away from home, the endless shuttling of commuters to work and children to activities, and the endless consumption of things which cost the earth and which never really satisfy? Whether in politics, religion, the media, or the marketplace, will we follow only robbers and thieves? Or will we seek true shepherds, leaders who come to us through the gate of Jesus, leaders who know and love people and long to see them grow? Will we look for and support leaders who care for the vulnerable, who uphold experts, who fund public institutions, and who work towards a future where everyone can flourish? Finding true shepherds to lead us out of the enclosure, out of shutdown, and out of our destructive way of life will mean joining with others and getting involved. It will mean democratic efforts far beyond voting. But if we are willing to do this work, then we know God will provide. And as Rebecca Solnit writes in The Guardian this week, hope offers us clarity that amid the uncertainties ahead, there will be conflicts worth joining and the possibility of winning some of them. So let us not accept the former status quo or follow those plausible Pied Pipers who lead us dancing towards death. Let us instead identify the conflicts worth joining and the possibilities worth winning and the work worth doing and the leaders worth following out of the enclosure. For through those leaders, Christ will guide all of us to a world where fullness of life is not just for the 1%, but for everyone. Thanks be to God. So as you leave this space, do not heed thieves and robbers, but instead listen for the gentle voice which is calling you and calling us all by name. And may Christ, the tender shepherd, lead us to fullness of life, and may the Holy Spirit guide us safely home. In the name of Christ I pray. Amen. If you value what you heard, there's always more to read on our website. That's sanctuarybaptist.wordpress.com. And today there's an extended version of this reflection on our website. Sanctuary is funded entirely by members and supporters, and we're a little church. If you'd like to support our work, you can make a donation via PayPal. And you can find the details for this on the website. It's been great talking with you, and I'll catch you another time.